news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And a chilly start on this Wednesday, 46. And we'll get more from Dr. Bill with our forecast coming up right after traffic with Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a hit and run at Lloyd's Lane and Cottage Hill moving off the side of the road. Other than that, it's been good. State troopers are clear. They've got a little bit of radar up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, but a good ride downtown from the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels, across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork. Advanced Dental Cover next to Walmart and Fairhope, now offering same-day all porcelain crowns. It's warranted for 5 years. It's also offering sedation dentistry. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you here. Halfway through the week on this Wednesday and this afternoon, well, it'll officially be spring. We just got to wait till 4:58. Now let's check some late wintertime headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pipe bomb forces multiple law enforcement agencies to evacuate. The Dale County Sheriff's Office confirms that authorities executed a search warrant at a home in connection to a homicide investigation. A sealed duffel bag was taken back to the sheriff's office, and once there, investigators obtained another search warrant and they searched that bag. That's where the pipe bomb was then discovered. According to a Facebook post, the sheriff's office and Ozark Dale County E-911 Center were evacuated. 911 calls had to be transferred over to Dothan. Residents were then given a different number in order to call for non-emergencies. The sheriff's deputy says the Dothan Police Department bomb squad then worked to neutralize that bomb. A routine traffic stop leads to an arrest after authorities discovered 18 pounds of narcotics. Satsuma Police and their police department say that they pulled over that vehicle over on I-65. The driver has been identified as 35-year-old Cedric Denard Fountain of Alpharetta, Georgia. Those drugs are valued at a whopping $100,000. Fountain was arrested for trafficking marijuana, 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was processed at the Satsuma Police Department. He will next be transferred over to Metro Jail here in Mobile for his bond hearing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 609 FM Talk 106.5. And yet, later today, the first day of spring. This is the waning hours of winter. Jim Trout from Westwood One with more.
Today, both the northern and southern hemispheres will experience an equal amount of daylight. For those of us in the northern hemisphere, it marks the beginning of spring. We won't dispel the myth here, but some folks believe you can balance an egg vertically on a flat surface a little easier on this equinox. There will be crowds that gather at Stonehenge and at the pyramid at Chichen Itza on the Yucatan Peninsula. But for most of us, it's a reminder that we turn the page on winter and look for warmer days ahead. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
All right, 610 FM Talk 106.5. There you go. So you've you try to balance an egg today?
Always. I do it every day of the year just in preparation for this day.
It's just not been successful on the others. All right, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Information updates on FM Talk 106.5 are brought to you by Hardee's. Tasty handmade food. It tastes better at Hardee's.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Senators in Mississippi passed a final version of a bill that would give the state the strongest abortion law in the country. The bill makes it illegal to perform an abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The bill now goes to the governor, who has promised to sign it. A man charged in a deadly shooting last weekend will enter a plea in court today. 29-year-old Cedric Williams is charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of assault. Police say he shot and killed 2 people Friday night on Dolphin Island Parkway. In Northwest Florida, a man accused of a crime spree including kidnapping, rape, and carjacking will be in court today. A bond hearing is set for 37-year-old Joshua Edwards. Deputies say he found his victim at a gas station Monday night. Golf Packaging, a box manufacturer, is expanding in Baldwin County. The company is building a new manufacturing facility in Bay Minette, creating 16 new jobs. The 85,000-square-foot facility will be open by the end of the year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Gas tax increases, a state lottery, overcrowded Alabama prisons. There's a lot going on in Montgomery, and FM Talk brings you the information you need from Goat Hill Daily on Mobile Mornings.
The largest contract signed in sports history, A.J. McCarron, finds a new home in the NFL, and the NCAA tournament begins with play-in games at 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We started off today with news from the major leagues. Star center fielder Mike Trout will remain with the Los Angeles Angels, likely for the rest of his career, after Trout signed the largest contract in professional sports history, a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million. Here's Angels outfielder Cole Calhoun when he heard the news.
They've made Mike Trout an angel for life, you know, and, you know, knowing him, they might have to sign him to an extension after this.
The two-time American League MVP winner will reportedly receive an average of nearly $36 million a year. Trout signing
$400 million dollar contract.
$430 million contract. And get this, his signing comes less than 3 weeks after Bryce Harper.
Right, we thought that was the new, Bryce Harper set the record is never going to, we're going to be broken anytime soon. And
Yeah, we thought that it wouldn't be broken. We thought that Mike Trout would break it, but it wouldn't be for another couple years. But he only waited 18 days to go ahead and break that record.
$430 million.
Harper's deal, if you remember, with the Philadelphia Phillies was a 13-year deal worth $330 million. So Trout upped him by $100 million and one less year on the contract. Trout was due to be a free agent following the 2020 season, but he'll now remain with LA on a contract that runs through 2030.
I'm sorry to a regular guy like me who doesn't watch baseball regularly until World Series time. I'm blown away. There's that much money in baseball.
Pretty amazing. And saw a tweet yesterday says he'll now be able to afford a 2-room apartment in LA.
Oh, good.
With that $430 million contract.
Zing.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has reportedly been offered a plea deal by prosecutors after he and 24 other men were charged with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Florida. Kraft and the others who were offered the plea deal reportedly must concede that they would be found guilty, perform 100 hours of community service, attend a class on the dangers of prostitution, and pay $5,000 per count to have the charges dropped. In NFL news, former Alabama and St. Paul's quarterback A.J. McCarron is reportedly finalizing a contract with the Houston Texans to back up quarterback Deshaun Watson. McCarron began his NFL career in Cincinnati before signing a two-year deal with Buffalo 1 year ago. The Bills traded McCarron to Oakland, and the Raiders released the former Bama QB earlier this month. After 10 years with the Green Bay Packers, linebacker Clay Matthews is returning to his hometown of Los Angeles. The 32-year-old former USC Trojan agreed to a two-year contract with the Rams on Tuesday. Matthews won one Super Bowl, made six Pro Bowls, and set the Packers franchise record with 83 sacks over his 10 seasons in Green Bay. The first two play-in games for the NCAA tournament last night, Fairleigh Dickinson won the battle of 16 seeds over Prairie View A&M 82-76. It was the first ever tournament win for the Knights. As a reward, they move into the first round to face number one seed Gonzaga. In the first play-in game between 11 seeds, Belmont beat Temple 81-70.
Belmont is going to advance.
Kevin McLean scored 29 points, leading Belmont to its first NCAA tournament win in eight tries. The Bruins move on now to play number five seed Maryland on Thursday in the East region. Tonight, the final two play-in games before the first round begins tomorrow with 16 games on tap. At 5:40 tonight, 16 seeds North Dakota State and North Carolina Central take the court in Dayton, Ohio. North Dakota State is favored by 5 points in that one. After that, at 8:10, 11 seeds St. John's and Arizona State will play. Arizona State is favored by two. The first round of the men's NIT tournament began last night. Only one SEC game. Number five seed Arkansas beat number four seed Providence 84-72. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Avery Johnson and his first seeded Alabama Crimson Tide face number eight seed Norfolk State in Tuscaloosa. The South Alabama Jaguars baseball team fell at New Orleans 7-5 last night. Tonight, the Jags and Privateers play it again, this time at Stanky Field in Mobile. First pitch is set for 6:30. The Jaguars softball team shut out Southern Miss 4-0 last night in Hattiesburg. Next up, the Jags host Louisiana in a three-game Sun Belt series that begins in Mobile on Friday. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny again, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. One, two, and three bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning, everyone. For the BamaFlooring.com traffic center, we do have a hit and run off Lloyd's Lane and Cottage Hill getting some attention and moving it out of the roadway now. Beyond that, it's a pretty good start. Coming in from Baldwin County, across the Bayway, the Causeway, through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee. It's N160 Airport Boulevard, of Cordomaw west of Snow Road with their military, veterans, and first responders 5% discount on everything in the store. See them online at stonearmsinc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. FM Talk 106.5 segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Well, introducing the new C Spire Business, industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. C Spire, customer inspired. 6:22, time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Commander-in-Chief has picked a new agency to donate his salary this quarter. President Donald Trump announced the donation via tweet, saying, quote, "While the press does not like writing about it, nor do I need them to, I donate my yearly presidential salary of $400,000 to different agencies throughout the year." So this quarter, the Department of Homeland Security is the recipient of the president's generous donation, which is sticking with his campaign pledge to donate his salary to the various agencies. Thus far, the president has also donated a portion of his salary to the Department of Veterans Affairs and Alcoholism Research. As each day passes, in terms of weather, another tornado has now been confirmed to have touched down last week. The new number, 16 tornadoes. The National Weather Service in Birmingham says that they have now confirmed that an EF0 tornado touched down last Thursday in Calhoun County. The other 15, those tornadoes touched down in central Alabama, and then one touched down in north Alabama for a total of 15 other tornadoes. The Weather Service says that the Calhoun tornado had a 65 mile per hour winds and was 200 yards wide at its peak. This tornado was produced from the very same supercell storm that generated an EF1 tornado in St. Clair County's Friendship community, and we told you about that during yesterday's newscast. This newly announced tornado caused mostly tree damage. Keep it right here on Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will continue to update us on our forecast and talk more about those tornadoes and what you need to know for today, tomorrow, and the weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:23, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up on the 29th, that Friday, so a week from this Friday, starts another great time for boaters, fishermen. People want to check out what's new on the water to come out to the Wharf Boat Show. Back again, Wharf Boat and Yacht Show in beautiful Orange Beach. It's the 29th through the 31st premier boat show on the Gulf Coast with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, 650 boats on trailers, 150 boats in the water, and the best prices of 2019. New this year are water boat training seminars from Boat US. This is something that you can check out. Go be part of. Just a few hours on the water and training can take a lot of stress out of boating and fishing. If you're looking at rules of the road, loading boats on trailers, off trailers, those kind of things, they're going to be teaching you. Plus docking and handling your boat, tight situations, that's going to be a training event that you can come sign up for at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. Plus everything for coastal lifestyles like fishing tackle, seminars, marine accessories, activities for the kids. Come and see why most boats sold every year are sold at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 29th. 9th through 31st. Skip the line and get your tickets online at wharfboatshow.com or check out Wharf Boat Show on Facebook. All right, 6:25 FM Talk 106.5, and it is the last of winter and the beginning of spring today. 4:58, it's officially going to be spring. Although you got to listen to Bill Finch. So Bill Finch, who does plain gardening for the Gulf Coast on Sundays here at FM Talk 106.5, will tell you, like, for your garden, our spring started back in February.
Mm-hmm. A little bit earlier down here on the Gulf because it, of course, gets a little warmer earlier than it does right up north.
And so, therefore, if you're just looking at what to be doing, what to be planting in the yard, you need to check Bill out on Sunday. I saw a lot of pictures yesterday on Instagram and Facebook from over the weekend where people had their tomato plants in, and their tomato plants were already 10 to 12 inches high. You
wow.
know, because they'd been started them early and getting them growing, and I got ahead of the game because, you know, the story here, and there's so much more to gardening along the Gulf Coast than tomatoes. I'm a bit obsessive on tomatoes because I love some homegrown tomatoes. But yeah, the season's already here. So if you've been thinking about doing the tomato planting, you need to go ahead and get them like yesterday.
Have you had your first BLT of the season?
I have. So I don't know where she got them from because they just kind of bling magically appear in the kitchen.
That's but the best way.
Yeah, the missus had a bunch, not like a 5 or 6, still connected to the stems, mm-hmm. tomatoes that showed up in the kitchen about a week ago. And I've made 1, 2, 3, 4, and then for the boy, too. So 6 total BLTs already in the last week and a half.
You're 6 ahead of me. Yeah. I need to get on the ball.
The BLT, actually, here's the reality of our house. The lettuce was not good, so we made 1 BLT, and then when it went bad, so we then have BTs.
Just BTs.
BTs, so we're enjoying those. All right, 627 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast, and we'll talk more about this cyclone hitting southeastern Africa. We talked a bit about yesterday, about the kind of how it works in the southern hemisphere. You don't often hear about their hurricanes. They call cyclones down there. It does happen. And the one that hit over the last couple of days is now, they said, the lives of hundreds of thousands of people are at risk. Now, we had 1,000 dead at least in Mozambique. They said the lives of hundreds of thousands are at risk after the cyclone ripped through southeastern African nations of Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Malawi. As heavy rains continue to fall there, aid groups report people clinging to rooftops and trees as rivers burst their banks and waters continue to rise. And it's an ongoing humanitarian emergency going on in southeastern Africa. We'll talk some weather with Dr. Bill, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Northwest Florida man accused of a crime spree including kidnapping, rape, and carjacking will be in court today. A bond hearing is set for 37-year-old Joshua Edwards. Deputies say he carjacked and kidnapped a woman from a gas station Monday night, then sexually assaulted her. He then stole a second car before hitching a ride to Walmart. He was captured by police on Tuesday. A notorious Daphne driver will spend 30 days in jail after pleading guilty to road rage. Delwyn Knight was caught on multiple videos swearing and threatening other drivers. Tuesday, a judge sentenced Knight, ordering him to take anger management classes and defensive driving. The city of Mobile and a group trying to save some of the live oaks on Broad Street have reached a compromise. The Government Street Collaborative appealed a plan by the city's tree commission to remove more than 60 live oak trees. Tuesday, the city agreed to save some of those trees. It's not clear this morning how many. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hard-working people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The chairman of both the House Oversight and House Judiciary Committees are charging the White House this morning with failure to turn over documents related to various investigations. Judiciary Committee Chairman Member Ted Lieu says subpoenas are next. The major flooding that left at least four dead in Nebraska and Iowa over the past week is slowly receding in some areas, but rivers likely will flood for a few more days. Meteorologist Pedram Jabahari says there will be less rain, however.
Generally light to moderate rainfall, but enough here to do some damage, of course, on top of already flooded landscape from Omaha down towards Kansas City. The same pattern continues, but the area of coverage here as far as flood warnings has lessened just a little bit in recent days.
European Union regulators have just hit Google with a $1.68 billion fine for abusing its dominant role in online advertising. It's the third time the EU has slapped Google with an antitrust penalty, and that's helped push U.S. stock futures into the red this hour. The Dow is now off 20 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenka with Your Money Now. Federal authorities have approved the first medication designed specifically to treat postpartum depression, an illness that affects about one in nine new mothers. The drug from Sage Therapeutics works in 2 days, compared with traditional antidepressants that can take weeks or months to kick in. Zulresso will have to be administered intravenously in a hospital over the course of 60 hours because of the risk of fainting that was observed in some women during clinical trials. It's a deal that's likely to shake up the media landscape. Disney today closed its $71 billion acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, buying the studios behind The Simpsons and X-Men. Disney wants to better compete with tech companies such as Amazon and Netflix for viewers' attention and dollars. The deal helps Disney further control TV shows and movies from start to finish. Shares of Japanese video game companies stumbled today after Google unveiled a video game streaming platform called Stadia. And Wall Street futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
Easy-to-clean laminate floors make spring cleaning a breeze. At Lumber Liquidators, make it even easier with our best price guarantee. Right now, get our best-selling Woodlook laminate floors on sale up to 33% off. You can even get water-resistant laminate starting at just $1.99. Or easy-to-clean waterproof flooring up to 20% off. And let our professional installation contractors do the work for you. Special financing makes it easy to start your project today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
The Wharf Boat and Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach March 29th through the 31st with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. Come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show March 29th through the 31st.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another cool start here along the northern Gulf Coast. I like it.
Yeah, but there's a big celebration today for the meteorologists. This is springtime.
That's right. Well, not yet. Right, not yet. Like right now, we're still in winter, but by dinner time tonight, it's spring.
Have to stop by the isobar this afternoon, 4:58 when spring arrives.
And tell folks, I mean, the key here is something that goes on with daylight and dark, right? I mean, that's why we say it's spring, because today it's, what, equal amounts?
That's right. That's right. And on this this afternoon is when the sun will cross the equator, head into the northern hemisphere. and days become longer and longer. And but yeah, it's wherever it happens to be noon today, and you're on the equator, the sun would be directly overhead.
Now, Dr. Bill, I was looking at what we've had for winter so far, and this kind of stuff. We can look in retrospect, the kind of stuff that shows up in the marine weather, the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. But you now scoring winter 2018-2019. Mild, would you say?
Yeah, it has been on the mild side. In fact, the coldest temperature we've had so far this winter, I believe, is 29. And so just slightly below freezing. It has been a mild winter, and last year we had kind of a two-part winter. We had a very cold January and then a record warm February, but this one's been fairly consistent. Now, so far the month of February is on the dry side. We've only had a little over 1.5 inches of rain. We're now into the 20th day of the month, and for the year now we officially have 11.11 inches of rain, which is 3.5 inches below normal. So we're off to a dry start, at least here in Mobile.
I'm not listening to that. I cannot. I mean, we'll have you remind folks that this is taken from the gauge right at the airport.
That's right. Because it's at the airport, and been very dry this month, unless you were to go a little north of us and find that the rivers are very high.
Right. That's what's strange to me is, you know, you're talking about below average rainfall, but most people are going to hear you and go, Dr. Bill, we're soaked. We've had a soaker of a winter.
That's right. The rainfall totals are quite a bit higher to the north through western portions of Alabama. And, of course, there's some other areas of the country are also experiencing above normal rainfall.
All right. Now for the next few days, though, it actually is a drying trend.
Yeah, definitely going to be a drying trend, and some beautiful weather for today and all the way now, looks like through the weekend. Thought we might see some showers on Sunday. Looks like we can push that on to Monday. And so for today, sunny and around 70 degrees. That just sounds really good, very comfortable temperature. Tonight, we could see some clouds. Temperatures will be in the 40s, around 45 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, it's sunny again with a high of about 72 degrees. Tomorrow night, we could see the mercury drop down to near 40 degrees, which means some areas could be in the upper 30s. But then on, Thursday, I said it's 72. Friday, again, 72 and sunny. And then over the weekend, mostly sunny and 72 on Saturday. Plenty of sunshine and 75 on Sunday. I mean, it's a terrific stretch of weather.
Now, on the other side of the world from us here, we talked yesterday about the tropical cyclone going into southeastern Africa, looking at news accounts this morning. Now, the aftermath, it almost reminds me when you talk about the danger for people in Central America from hurricanes here in the Atlantic Basin. You said that, you know, you have the initial impact, and then you have all that runoff and flooding affecting those areas. I'm hearing that hundreds of thousands of people are at risk because of the flooding in southeastern Africa.
Yeah, it's and particularly like in Central America, where we have high mountains and have a tropical system move into a mountainous area, that really really produces torrential rains. And we have places that that are really bad over in Asia, for example. There's a country just east of India called Bangladesh, and storms move into that area, and the death toll is usually, it's unbelievable. Storms the size of a Category 2 or Category 3, because all the moisture eventually goes up into the highlands and the Himalayas, and that's a big obstruction.
Big time.
Yes, big time.
And another question here, as we report on this tropical cyclone, I guess it's of interest because we don't quite often talk about, you know, tropical weather in the southern hemisphere. Do they name them there, or are they just called cyclones, or do they not get names?
Yeah, I don't. They do have, I believe they do have some names in Australia, but they mainly call them cyclones. That's a common name for the southern hemisphere. The word cyclone basically means a low pressure area, but down there refers to a tropical system. And as we mentioned yesterday, there's not as many hurricanes in the southern hemisphere because the waters are colder. in the northern hemisphere, we have the major portion of the hurricanes that occur on the planet.
All right, very good, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and professor of all things weather, Dr. Bill Williams. We'll check headlines with Kelly coming up and traffic with Kane next.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
There are thousands of Mobile and Baldwin County adults listening to Mobile's newest, boldest, freshest radio station. Hi, this is Rennie Brabner of the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. Why not make all of those listeners your customers? Let our advertising expertise in this station go to work for you. Just give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 19. I'd love to talk to you about an advertising plan for your local business on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. County and state troopers are clear. Now, keep in mind, road work continues at the intersection of Royal Street and Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile all the way through next week as Alabama Power is working on power lines through there. It's the first day of spring, and so far we look great. No delays across the Bayway and the Causeway. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. They're big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 642 FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, see here on the text line, somebody sent us a link about the March full moon, the super moon that is tonight. We were talking about that yesterday. The trifecta of super moons, right? This is the last of 2019. So get out and enjoy it. Yeah, it was, you could see it even through the haze this morning. You could see that big full moon. And tonight, hopefully, it looks like it's going to be clear. So you'll be able to check out the last of the super moons
so
of
said
the year.
That's the third this year, third yeah. and final. Is yeah. three a big number for super moons in
I
one
think
year?
So, yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, if they were all the time, they wouldn't be super, would they?
No.
It'd just be like a moon.
Yeah, regular moon.
It'd be like a regular moon. They'd be like, I'm not looking. Maybe it is just a regular moon, and they're calling it super moon to try to get people excited about it.
Could be.
All right. Coming up, too, on this last of winter, first of spring day, we'll talk about some spring cleaning tips. But let me give you an advance warning here. If you're doing spring cleaning, how about having fewer things to clean around? How about getting rid of the junk in your house? That's what our buddy Trey Bennett does with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You got junk inside the house, outside the house. You got a storage unit, office. Wherever you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I mean, it's just that easy. You walk around and you identify the things you want gone out of your life, out with you. Let's get a new start for 2019. They can do that. So if you've got something big, bulky, you can't move yourself, something you don't know where you throw it away, or you just don't have time to throw it away, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Go online, give them a call, make that appointment, and they'll make a specific appointment time with you. Not some spectrum. I mean, it'll be on an actual day at an actual hour of the day. And then they show up. They bid you a price. If you say yes, the work gets done quickly. They are efficient. Very, very efficient. We've used them before here with the radio station. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama is one of five states without a lottery. Alabama State Senator Jim McClendon, though, is trying to change that. The Republican senator from St. Clair County has now introduced two lottery bills in this new legislation cycle, and here's why, saying, quote, "The people of Alabama have convinced me, the people in my district, that they would like to be able to buy a lottery ticket without having to drive to another state. They'd like to be able to buy a lottery ticket just like folks in 45 states across our nation can do. If the bill is approved, the senator is proposing that that money, that lottery bill money, would then be split evenly between the state's education budget and the general fund budget. His first proposal would be to amend the Alabama Constitution, which would then allow a lottery in the state, then followed by the legislative act outlining the details of how the lottery would work. Meantime, our neighbors over in Mississippi, they'll soon be able to roll the dice as lawmakers there have approved a lottery. Residents there will be able to place their bets by the end of this year." He made a heroic effort which saved a young life, and that's why 21-year-old Bradley Eugene Murphy was posthumously awarded the Carnegie Medal on Monday. The Alabama man died while helping to save a 12-year-old child 2 years ago. That child was caught up in the Gulf Shores riptide. The child's mother screamed for help as the 5-foot waves were taking her son down. Mom asked two men to help. Both men tried, but both, sadly, were not able to survive the dangerous waters. According to the Carnegie Hero Commission's report, both men were then awarded and were among 19 people who received the medal so far this year. The Carnegie Medal is given out throughout the U.S. and Canada to those who risk their lives to an extraordinary degree while saving or attempting to save the lives of others. Each of the awardees or their survivors will also receive a financial grant. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Senators in Mississippi passed a final version of a bill that would give the state the strongest abortion law in the country. The bill makes it illegal to perform an abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That's about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The bill now goes to the governor, who has promised to sign it. A man charged in a deadly shooting last weekend will enter a plea in court today. 29-year-old Cedric Williams is charged with 2 counts of murder and 2 counts of assault. Police say he shot and killed 2 people Friday night on Dolphin Island Parkway. In Northwest Florida, a man accused of a crime spree including kidnapping, rape, and carjacking will be in court today. A bond hearing is set for 37-year-old Joshua Edwards. Deputies say he found his victim at a gas station Monday night. Golf Packaging, a box manufacturer, is expanding in Baldwin County. The company is building a new manufacturing facility in Bay Minette, creating 16 new jobs. The 85,000-square-foot facility will be open by the end of the year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cann's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
The largest contract ever signed in sports history, A.J. McCarron finds a new NFL home, and the NCAA tournament begins with the play-in games. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We started off today with news from the major leagues. Star center fielder Mike Trout will remain with the Los Angeles Angels, likely for the rest of his career, after Trout signed the largest contract in professional sports history, a 12-year deal worth more than $430 million. Angels outfielder Cole Calhoun reacted this way.
They've made Mike Trout an angel for life, you know, and, you know, knowing him, they might have to sign him to an extension after this.
The two-time American League MVP winner will reportedly receive an average of nearly $36 million a year. Trout's signing comes less than 3 weeks after Bryce Harper signed what was then the largest sports contract in U.S. history, a 13-year deal worth $330 million with the Philadelphia Phillies. Trout was due to be a free agent following the 2020 season, but will now remain with L.A. on a contract that runs through 2030.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has reportedly been offered a plea deal by prosecutors after he and 24 other men were charged with soliciting prostitution at a massage parlor in Florida. Kraft and the others who were offered the plea deal reportedly must concede that they would be found guilty, perform 100 hours of community service, attend a class on the dangers of prostitution, and pay $5,000 per count to have the charges dropped. In NFL news, former Alabama and St. Paul's quarterback A.J. McCarron is reportedly finalizing a contract with the Houston Texans to back up quarterback Deshaun Watson. McCarron began his NFL career in Cincinnati before signing a two-year deal with Buffalo 1 year ago. The Bills traded McCarron to Oakland, and the Raiders released the former Bama quarterback earlier this month. After 10 years with the Green Bay Packers, linebacker Clay Matthews is returning to his hometown of Los Angeles. The 32-year-old former USC Trojan agreed to a two-year contract with the Rams on Tuesday. Matthews won one Super Bowl, made six Pro Bowls, and set the Packers franchise record with 83 sacks over his 10 seasons in Green Bay. The first two play-in games for the NCAA tournament last night, Fairleigh Dickinson won the battle of 16 seeds over Prairie View A&M 82-76. It was the first ever tournament win for the Knights. As a reward, they get to move into the first round to face number one seed Gonzaga. In the first play-in game between 11 seeds, Belmont beat Temple 81-70.
Belmont is going to advance.
Kevin McLean scored 29 points, leading Belmont to its first NCAA tournament win in eight tries. The Bruins now move on to play number five seed Maryland on Thursday in the East region. Tonight, the final two play-in games before the first round begins tomorrow with 16 games on tap. At 5:40 tonight, 16 seeds North Dakota State and North Carolina Central take the court in Dayton, Ohio. North Dakota State favored by 5 points. After that, at 8:10, 11 seeds St. John's and Arizona State will play. Arizona State is favored by two. The first round of the men's NIT tournament began last night. Only one SEC game, number 5 seed Arkansas, beat number 4 seed Providence 84-72. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Avery Johnson and his first seeded Alabama Crimson Tide face number 8 seed Norfolk State in Tuscaloosa. The South Alabama Jaguars baseball team fell at New Orleans 7-5 last night. Tonight, the Jags and Privateers play it again, this time at Stanky Field in Mobile. First pitch is set for 6:30. And the Jaguars softball team shut out Southern Miss 4-0 last night in Hattiesburg. Next up, the Jags host Louisiana in a three-game Sun Belt series that begins here in Mobile on Friday. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far. Mobile Police Department, County, and State troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Good ride so far across the Bayway. Northbound 65, also as you're traveling towards Chickasaw and Saraland, we've seen no accidents and light traffic on the way in. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile with great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. You can pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kate with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor's Street Legal Card Sale. With an overflowing inventory and the best prices of the year, choose from the Icon brand, Tomberlin, and Star, all on sale through March at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures around 70 degrees this afternoon. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny again with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
655 FM Talk 1065. Time for headlines right now. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Alabama residents can now help the president build that wall, that border wall, that is, between the U.S. and Mexico. The president pledged to do so when running to be the next POTUS. Your tax donation can now go toward the wall thanks to a bill by Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh. So soon there could be a new line added to the Alabama state income tax forms, which enables you to give to the We Build the Wall Incorporated. It's a private organization started by an Air Force veteran who lost both legs and right arm in a rocket attack in the Iraqi war. So the bill would allow you to donate a portion of your state income tax refunds, and it did win approval Tuesday in a state Senate committee. Already, Alabama law allows for tax refund donations for 18 organizations. So Marsh said, quote, "I believe that Alabamians support building the wall overwhelmingly." On the other side of the aisle, Senator Linda Coleman Madison, a Democrat from Birmingham, says, quote, "I think this brings government into a volatile issue that is very controversial." So the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee approved the bill on an 8-2 vote. Next up, the bill goes before the Senate for its consideration, and it could be as early as today before that vote comes in. If you're interested in a $1,000 check courtesy of the federal government, well, the money is yours if you give a good home to a wild horse. The Bureau of Land Management announced that they are providing the funding through their adoption incentive program for anyone interested in providing a good home for an untrained wild horse. So the goal is to reduce the number of unadopted and untrained wild horses and cared for by the BLM, who mostly live on public ranges. The agency says they currently care for some 50,000 unadopted and unsold animals each year. So here's how the $1,000 works. It breaks down to you'll receive $500 within 60 days of adoption, and then the additional $500 of the adoption of an untrained animal, that will happen when it comes to the titling of the animal, but you do need to pay a $25 fee, which applies at the time of adoption. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And that brings up a whole bunch more of discussion. Maybe we'll have one day of what we're paying for these wild horses, or some of us call them feral horses out there. We, the taxpayers, to feed them. So it's a whole other show, and we'll do that down the road. All right, 658 FM Talk 1065 at Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Dr. Bill, also get news updates from Westwood One, and get one right now from WKRG.